Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, the Detroit News published a report that Moody's Investor Services had downgraded the credit rating of 43 Michigan government school districts thus far in 2015, while upgrading only one. Lansing and Holt are two of those downgraded. The focus of the story pointed to falling enrollments and a state law limit of 18 mils on local property taxes for operating funds. The article also mentions that government school districts are receiving lower state funding for direct operations. While accurate, this masks the fact that the state of Michigan has significantly increased education funding by devoting a greater proportion of the total to paying for unfunded government school district liabilities, such as retiree pensions and health care. Previously, payment of these unfunded liabilities came from school district budgets rather than directly by state government. Now that the unfunded statewide school district unfunded liabilities come to about $25 billion, it is obvious that district officials have not properly managed their finances. Sadly, Moody's credit downgrades also did not take into account these massive unfunded liabilities. Had it done so, almost every government school district in Michigan would be shown to be insolvent and potentially bankrupt. Government accounting standards changed in June to soon require state and local governments and government school districts to prominently display in their financial reports the size of unfunded liabilities. Once this happens, Moody's will seriously downgrade the credit rating of just about every government school district in Michigan. Who is to blame for the omission of informing the public of this huge financial hole? School district officials have known of this looming crisis, even if they weren't required to tell the public. Moody's analysts also are aware of this huge financial shortfall, but did not consider it in their evaluations. Finally, the Detroit News journalist, had he done his job thoroughly, should have disclosed that school district finances are much worse than what is reported by the districts themselves or by Moody's. This issue should not have fallen through the cracks where it fell to me to tell you the truth. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.